Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
But that doesn't run its course. You done abused the hell out of that. They done abused the hell out of that, and we ain't going for that no more. That's it, man. You think you're going to get what you got from us? That's a done deal. We're not doing that anymore. That's over with. All right. Uncle Paul, it says, Q, remember they did the same thing to Drew Brees when he cracked six ribs, and they did the same thing to Derek Carr. That's why both Brees and Carr played and looked so bad playing hurt. Yeah, I remember what happened when they. Yeah, I remember, man. Yeah, I just don't like what they did, Derek Carr. They didn't have to do that. They had backups that they could have went to that could have given them the same damn to the same output, if not better. They didn't have to bear it, have to do that. So if he ain't healthy enough to play, sit the man down. His health means more than them putting through him and pumping him up with painkillers, his eyes bucking out of his head. He don't know what damn planet he on. Phillip says, I believe in keeping it real, but I also believe in supporting my team. Sounds like we shouldn't have the team to walk out on the field. No, it's not about that, bro. You got to understand, man, that it's people at times, like right now, nobody's perfect. But if you got issues with the team, and these are really valid issues, by the way, and then you got people spinning narratives away from what the issues are, there's going to be a split down the middle. You can't get away from the disgruntlement. They got players that's disgruntled in the team because the team ain't winning. You got a disgruntled family base that's mad about the Saints not winning because the Saints they tell too many lies and make too many excuses. That's the problem. Stop lying and stop making excuses. Stop keeping people that's not credible and get rid of some of these people. Get rid of some of these people that's not winning anything. Get them out of here. That's what they need to do. Change things up at the highest level. It's too many people like Gail that don't know enough about football, or Dennis Lucia that don't know a lot, over-relying on Mickey Loomis, and he's been here for years. I think the game done passed him by in many regards, and he admitting that he don't do no evaluations. He talk like he's an elitist when he's not. He's just a worker, you know, and he criticizing the people for criticizing that the Saints ain't being productive. They're not making the play. What kind of bullshit is that? You can't talk shit to the supporters when they dead wrong. They're not saying anything that's wrong about the team. You don't fix your mouth to go at the support base when you're failing. You're failing, not me. We're talking about you failing because you have not gotten this team in the playoffs for 3 years while spinning a bunch of narratives and making excuses. Enough. And then you get people to try to bully you back into believing in the Saints. Believe in the Saints. No, we ain't believing in nothing you talking about. You've proven yourself to be irresponsible. You've proven yourself to be untrustworthy. You're going to have to earn your way back to the support base. You're going to have to earn your way back to it. You have to earn it. That, in other words, that's a bad relationship. When you putting your all into something this other person ain't doing, they're not giving you what you're giving them. That's a bad relationship, fam. And we don't have no time for no bad relationships. I'm going to keep it a buck 15 with you on that. It's crazy, man. All right, Brother Phillips said, that's for sure, but I believe defense wins championships. Yeah, I like the defense, but bro, at the end of the day, We talking about like, man, the Saints have the talent. This is every year. Almost like we live in somewhat of a, like a Groundhog Day or something. We living like in Groundhog Day. It's really weird. It's like Groundhog Day. Like you see something, you see it happen. It's like They Live, like with Roddy Piper. Y'all remember that corny movie They Live when he had the glasses and he seen the alien people. Nobody else could see him without the glasses. It's weird because like you put the glasses on, you see things, and then people be like, yeah, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, fam, we're not going to be able to get into winning unless we fix this, because that's why we're not winning. A lot of it don't have nothing to do with play on the field. It has to do with the leadership above the team, because when stuff really get hairy, what does the head coach do? If the offense struggles with Clint Kubiak, because it's going to struggle at some point, does he go over there and say, hey, man, do you need something? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Like he did? Well, previous history says he doesn't do it. He just leave him alone. Doesn't, you know, and that's not going to work. You need to get over there and see what you can do to make it functional. And that's what Mickey Loomis needs to do with Dennis Allen. He needs to peek over his shoulder and make sure he's doing what he's supposed to do. They're not doing none of that, fam. That's why the team is losing. You don't adjust when you're supposed to, you're going to lose. And there are other teams out there that are doing that and that are beating the Saints. So a lot of times we got a lot of talent, but at the same time, the Saints got real deep issues that they lying about, that they don't want to address. And that's a problem. Brandon Dot Davis said, what's up, bro? Says Q. Mark my word. Remember something about Gail and the GM going to come out really soon. Remember, I said, okay, brother, I'm going to remember that. I got you. Brother Hakeem says the Super Domestic next season will be like SoFi Stadium when the Chargers play games. There will be the fans from the other teams outnumbering the home teams. Indeed, bro. He says Dennis Allen is 24-46 as a head coach in the NFL. Indeed, bro. Where's the history there? All right. Thank you, Dad. Hakeem. Brandon says Gail and Mickey about to be okay. All right. All right, brother Brandon. I'm going to remember that. But like I said, fam, listen, man, to all these people out here, and that's a lot, shout out to the Saints News Network. Shout out to Nick Underhill, Mike Triplett, Cat Terrell, Rod. What's Rod's name? Rod Walker, I think his last name is. I'm not certain. If I messed it up, Rod, my bad, bro. But shout out to them guys, because those guys, they be doing it, man. They be telling the truth as best they can. They really do. They be giving you the real. They be trying to do it in a way where they don't get hammed up. You know what I'm saying? They try to do it. They try to keep it as real as they possibly can. But these other guys running around here making these excuses for the Saints, talking about their functioning organization when they hadn't gotten in playoffs in 3 years. They're a functioning organization when some of the best players are, you know, like a Lattimore he lost faith in the team and wants to be traded. Functioning organization when Mickey Loomis doesn't even do his job as a general manager during the year, doesn't talk to any players, doesn't do in-season evaluations. I keep saying that because that's so ridiculous, man, in his face. But that's a functioning organization, pal. You don't know what you're talking about, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. And these radio show hosts from WWE, they're some of the worst. Mike Hoss is another one of these dudes that just kiss ass all the time. It's just sad, man. We got a whole, we, that's why there's so many prevalent voices out there keeping it real. Just continue to tell the truth, family. Continue to tell the truth, man. That's what we got. Mr. Old, what's how you doing, fam? Says here to support Big Q. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, Mr. Old. Thank you for being here. Brother Slim says the only way they listen to save the money. Yeah, indeed. It's a money grab, and we know it's a money grab. But we're going to turn that spigot off, man. We're not going for the believe in the Saints nonsense no more, because if you have a credible person on top of the team that's really serious about winning, you got a team that got champion head coaches, you know, that's young coaches. Like, you got all these coaches out here, like McVay and all these other dudes that with the Rams and all that, you had all these really good coaches that was in the last hire, and the Saints set up there with Dennis Allen. Well, they get what they deserve. Now he talking about if he could just do what he did at the back of the end last year and do it this year, we might be having something. Guess what, bro? He got to learn a whole new system again. Guess what? He got to learn a whole new system again. And the key, and like I said about Derek Carr, the Carr is not the key. The Saints running attack is the key. It's not. It ain't Derek Carr. Like I said, a lot of people don't like Derek Carr. I don't really have a problem with Derek Carr, you know, at times. Like, he don't be lying and pointing and blaming people. See, that's not a leader either. You can't be playing. You have to take the blame. You got the $150 million. You got to take the blame if you're the quarterback. You're going to take the blame, and that's how it go. Don't play quarterback. Don't do it if you don't like it. But you can't be pointing your fingers and blaming people. You can't not be the first one in and the last one to leave the building. You can't be making all these excuses and talking, because people see right through that. And New Orleans is really not the city. I don't know if you how the Raider people are, but in New Orleans, we really not the one to come with all that talking with, because we don't want to hear all that talking, bro. We are more interested in wins. And if you lose, you know, it's not because you didn't give a full out effort. You see, that's what I'm talking about. All right, Pelican says, shout out to you. Oh, thank you. Appreciate you, fam. Much love. Tuck says, functional organization, like checking the organs in the body. Indeed. All right, Phillip says, did Lattimore lose faith, or is he no? Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying, Phillip. You know, he Laddie Daddy lost faith in the Saints. That's what happened. That's what happened. They lost faith in the Saints, and that happened. That he was one of these, quote, end quote, fractured players, you know, that didn't exist. They still got him on the team, by the way. Hakeem, what's up, bro? Says Underhill, Triplett, Cat, Terrell, Rod are probably the most effective. Yeah, bro, indeed. Yeah, you know. Yeah, them guys do their job, man. That's why I always give them a shout out, and I support their work. And don't forget to throw Saints News Network in there with brother Kyle T. Mosley and over there. He doing the good stuff. You know, he doing it right too. So there's a lot of really good people out there putting in that work. I always like to give people a shout out, because they really appreciate that, man. When you recognize their work, because that is like extra motivation to keep doing what they're doing, because we don't want them not to do that. So we want to support them in their work and encourage them to keep doing what they're doing. Because we don't want them to not do that. And it goes to it all being all about protecting and covering the Saints like them other people doing. You know, let's be honest. All right, Tuck says Kubiak's the guy who made Brock Purdy a star, right? Mm-hmm. Phillip says Carr has a skill, but not the mentality. Indeed. That's why I say it's not about Carr. Not to me. It's about the Saints running attack. If we can get that going, fam, we'll be fine. And like I said, and I sit up here and they spent that narrative and talk about Derek Carr with all them statistics, and he completed such and such amount of passes in the last 5 to 6 games of the season. And I'm sitting up there replaying those games in my mind while they talking. I'm like, man, that was because the Saints offense played better, because they were blocking better and they were actually running the ball and getting into the play action, which is what I was saying at the start of the season, is that we need to get the play action, the running game going, so we can get into play action. That gives Carr the ability to do what he's really good at, which is taking a shot, throwing the deep ball. Carr is a gunslinger. His best pass is the deep ball throw. He loves throwing the deep ball. And the best way you can get that ball down deep is get that running attack going. And that safety has to come down and support and run support. And that gives you one-on-one matchups with your wide receivers. That's favorable for the Saints. That gives a gunslinger like Carr an opportunity to get that ball out there in one-on-one. And Chris Olave will tap it to himself or run up under it, or Rashid Shaheed, they'll get downfield and make plays. That plays right into his nature. And when you start seeing him run the ball and getting the play action going, you've seen Carr thrived, because he was complementing the running attack. He was off the back of the running attack. They sit up here and spin that narrative like he was doing all that shit by himself. Like it was just him, that he was the option one run. I'm like, these didn't know. No, that's not what happened. All right, brother. I keep saying, I wonder if Todd Grace is interested on his Saints $7 billion and only raising Canes. Yeah. Hopefully he don't, you know, put that Canes in that Superdome, bro. It don't be $20 for, you know, well, they kind of high anyway. YO says, well, salute to you too, YO. Appreciate you, bro. He says, I hope Clint got some nice plays drawn up for Taysom. Indeed, I'll be interested to see what his role is in that system. Dre says, all the talking and the way Carr handled the lobby is why he's not liked in NOLA. Indeed, that's one of them, Dre. That's one of them. When he was talking, how he was handling him, the back and forths with Michael Thomas and other things as well. Like, he was making all these excuses during the year and talking all this, and they were protecting him. And then you looking at the all 22 He's staring down one side of the field. Guys are running one-on-one or wide open on the opposite side of the field. He never looks in that direction. And people's like, dude, the whole year was, can you stop staring down one side of the field? Because you're not supposed to do that as a professional NFL quarterback. You're not supposed to stare down one side of the field. Why? Because you're selling the route to your safeties and people over there staring at your goddamn eyes, fool. So wherever your eyes are, they're going to go, because they know most of the time if you're looking over there, the ball going to go in that direction. So you're not supposed to stare down people. You're supposed to look, scan the field, and even if you're going to go that way, pump fake the opposite way and go to the way you want. But don't sit up there and stare down the field and then throw in that direction. And this dude was doing this a lot last year. And that's why a lot of times the wide receivers was upset and pissed off, because they...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Running these routes full speed, he ain't even looking in a direction. He wasn't even going through his progressions. And I'm telling you, that's the truth, because I sat up there with proof on it and did the research on all 22 on Patreon. We covered all the games. And I covered more than several times a game. He was staring down one side of the field. But he did not one time did he say during the year that, you know what, y'all, I need to stop staring down half the field. So before these chumps get up here and run their goddamn mouth about Derek Carr not being liked, that's the reason. The reason is because people don't like all of the dumb excuses that you're making, bro. They don't like that. They don't want to hear it when they know they can put the all 22 on and see what you're doing during the game. See that you're staring down the field most of the times, that you're holding on to the ball in the backfield too long, that type of stuff, and it is his fault in part. But it's the offensive coaches, too, because they pretend like they don't see it. See, they all doing pretend games. And we like, why they keep doing the same thing every week? It's just pretend games. We're going to sit up here and pretend like everybody's being wrong to Derek Carr. Nobody's being wrong to Derek Carr. They got a small amount of people that might not really don't like Carr because they don't see him as worth anything. But at the end of the day, I don't see Carr as a bad quarterback. I damn sure don't see him as a superstar. What I do see Carr as, if you can utilize him in the way that he's made, because I don't think he's going to be any better than what he is now. Now, what I do think is, if you give him a running attack and make him a compliment to it, then you can get a lot from him. But in terms of him going, go out there and win us a game, uh-uh. Oh, no. You better rely on your running attack. So that's how I see it. What's up, Jay Sticks Jefferson? How you doing, fam? Appreciate you. Lewis says, tell it like it is, Q. We know Carr and Allen are not dancers, but we still have fun watching next season. Look forward to the days when we have a real coach. It'll happen. If we are not telling the truth, which we know we're telling the truth, because we just calling out what we see. It's not hard. Just tell what you see. We ain't going to let you sit up here and spin no narratives. And Carr, you can do this, and then it's a whole new system that Carr got to learn all over again, which means he can't be relied on like that once again early in the year. And what can be relied upon is a running attack, because you can't have a man or a lady or whatever to do something that they don't have. They have very little experience in doing. This is commonsensical. Millie Two Hill says, been in the league for 10 years. CJ Stroud made a deep playoff run. Hell, Baker Mayfield has more playoff appearances than this fool. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Divine, what's up, bro? Says Fyde. All right, Julius Carr is average. I agree, bro. I don't think Derek Carr is going to be better than what he is now. I think the best Derek Carr, and I've been saying this a lot to nauseam, that the best thing we see from Carr, the best version of Carr we can get, is play action Carr. I keep saying that. Play action Carr is the Carr that you've seen at the back of the year, the last six games that Abel talking about with these statistics. That's play action car with a running attack and a better an offensive line was blocking correctly. Play action car. That's who they talking about. And that car, you could have seen him early in the year if the Saints wasn't trying to rely on Carr to win games for him earlier when the running attack wasn't there consistently. And then, of course, the red zone issues, don't forget that. These people just kind of just they just forget everything. They don't remember the red zone issues that the Saints had that was self-inflicted when they couldn't get the ball in. Remember that? Put one in the chat if y'all remember the red zone issues. The Saints would get down the field, couldn't get in the end zone. And it was game after game. They kept Jimmy Graham, who's a 6'7" tight end, sitting on the goddamn bench watching the game. And people was asking Dennis Allen every game, why isn't Jimmy Graham in the game? If anything, he needs to be playing in the red zone because he's a big red zone wide receiver. Why isn't Jimmy Graham in the game? Why isn't Jimmy Graham in the game? Why isn't Jimmy Graham in the game? Is he hurt? No, he's not hurt. He's just waiting for his opportunity. And it was game after game. The Saints wasn't getting into the touchdown. And then ultimately, they finally stuck him in there. He gets a touchdown, helps him out in the red zone, and then he disappears. Then he pops up later on the game later, and then he disappears for pretty much the rest of the season, and he wasn't hurt. Y'all remember that? Put one in the chat if y'all remember what I'm talking about. Put one in the chat if y'all remember that. Put one in the chat if you remember what I'm talking about. Why are they not talking about that? Why they don't mention that? See, you can't talk to know who that person that know what he talking about. You can't talk to us. You can't talk to us with that foolishness, man. You can't do it. It won't work. It won't work. We remember all of that. Even when you don't want to talk about it, we remember it. We remember the inflicted red zone snafus the Saints was having. They had Jimmy Graham sitting up there waiting game after game, and he had his uniform on, staring, waiting to get in there. And Jimmy was like, I'm just doing, being a good teammate, waiting. And they severely underutilized and brought them back here to not to do nothing. And they needed help in a red zone. What was Dennis Allen on that? Why didn't Dennis Allen go over there and press Pete Carmichael to get Jimmy Graham in the game consistently? Where was he at on that? As opposed to telling you he's a good teammate, he's just sitting there waiting for his time and his number to be called. I'm telling you, man. People, you can't tell down hard who that people in the great Saint think tank anything. We don't fold to dumb, stupid, lying narratives. You know why? Because we have a memory and we know how to decipher the game. That's why I call it the great Saint think tank. The Great Saint Think Tank is the smartest and most articulate, successful group of Saints people that I know. That's who they are. And it continues to grow week after week, day after day, because they don't buy into the lies and the narrative of the team to simply be a believer without giving you any facts or evidence or any proof that they're doing what they're supposed to do. Just believe in me. You know, we ain't got time to give our minds and hearts to you and you not doing what you're supposed to do. Only to break them and let us down. We're not playing that no more. We're not doing that. We did that for years, and that is over with. You've abused it. You've lost it. We're talking troop talk now. So from this point forward, until we know better, this is the model of the Who Dat Nation and the Great Saint Think Tank. That's right. Bust that Glenn on their tail. That's what we doing, man. That's what it is. That's real deal Holyfield. We're not doing that no more. But anyway, listen, I'm going to get ready to count out, bop out on that, fam. Listen, yeah, we kept asking for them Pelicans. Nola, y'all know it. I kept saying, fam, everything I'm saying is true. I'm just reminding you of what happened. But they never notice. They never say that. They never tell the truth about what really happened with the Saints and why they failed. They want to pretend like it was all about the injuries. That's why I keep telling y'all, it's all about self-inflicted wounds, self-inflicted issues the Saints were doing week after week. They had the personnel. I told y'all that. They had the personnel and didn't use it or severely underutilized them. They underutilized Elvin Kamara. They underutilized Jimmy Graham. They misused Derek Carr. He didn't know enough of the offensive system. Doug Marrone should have been demoted and taken out of his position as the offensive line coach early. Pete Carmichael should have been removed as the OC, or at least his play call and duty should have been given to Ronald Curry. None of this happened. There was no changes. They kept it all the same all the way to the end of the year, and it was too late. Saints didn't put together. They lost too many games and couldn't put it together when they needed the two to win it. But you had games that they could have won if Jimmy Graham was in the red zone, and they pretty much left them out of there with excuses. Well, you know, he just, you know, his time, we wait for his time. And they losing games because they can't score in the red zone. I mean, 5 and 6, 7 drives in a row, the Saints getting field goals or can't get in a touchdown. Why they never mention that? Just asking. I'm just asking, fam. This is the type of stuff we think about when we going into the new season. Like, I like Clint Kubiak because I researched Clint Kubiak. I think Clint Kubiak could work. But then again, do we have enough talent in terms of the offensive line? Because when you talk about flipping this, they're talking about totally reworking the offense of the team. And that offense they're putting in is a lot different than what Sean Payton was running. You know, it involves double motion and moves. So people got to be on their game, you know, and then you got to have big offensive linemen that can move and pull. Guys have to understand what they got going on. So early on, you can't count on Derek Carr to win games for you. You got to use your best weapon, which is the running attack. This is a new system. He don't know nothing about playing in that system. I'm pretty sure he's not going. It's going to be new to him like it is to most people on the team. You got a handful of people that played in it before. But when you've been playing in a different system, you got to switch back to it. You got to learn it again similarly to what they got going on. So it's going to require the Saints to learn and win at the same time, like the Carolina game and all these other games. We'll see how it all works. But I do like Clint, but I don't like Dennis Allen. And can Clint win despite the fact that Dennis Allen is not going to, if Clint starts struggling, what is he going to do about it? You know, stuff like that. A head coach is needed at certain intervals of time to step in and make something happen. And that's the question I have. And I don't like Dennis Allen, because Dennis Allen has shown me over these years since he's been here that he ain't nothing but a weasel and a backstabber. He undermined his team, threw him under the bus, lies to players about starting time. He's a weasel. Who going to play for something like that? Who going to play for somebody? He only cares about himself. Look how he treated Carr with all these injuries. Listen, man. Bad leadership is something else, man. It's on him, man. Like I said, bro, it takes, the coach has to get involved. It's his team. You pick these guys, and if they're struggling, you got to know to step in there and get it together. But it don't help when you got media people sitting up here lying or spinning half truths about what's happening with the team, man. That don't help us at all. It don't help us at all. We're trying to get the team to see certain facts, and we don't need people standing in the way of that, lying about what's going on with the team. We don't need that, man. We don't need that at all. All right. So anyway, with that being said, fam, listen, I'm going to get ready to cut out on that. Like I said, I didn't want to keep y'all long, man, but we're about to cop out at 1 hour and 30 minutes. Really, I want to do a 1 hour stream, but man, when they start lying, start misdirecting and all that, that make me upset, man. That's an insult to your intelligence, man. When they start telling you stuff like you wasn't actually there looking at, I'm like, man, do you know I watched that shit, right? You know, we made shows about it. And I don't want to sit up there and play by play that. Fam, I play by play that. Not just me sitting up drinking a beer while I'm watching the game. I don't sit up and drink no beer when I'm watching the game. I'm on here watching it with you guys on a live stream. Remember? When we do the live watch parties, not only am I only watching it, but I'm also doing the play by play for the game, the whole game. We do pregame, the play-by-play, halftime, the play-by-play for the second half, and then the recap, and then we out. That's a 6-hour stream. That's what we do every Sunday, the Saints, or whenever the Saints play. It'll be Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whenever. We do the play-by-play. The play, literally, play-by-play the game. And I'm sitting up here watching the games, and we go over the games on Patreon and go over it, the all 22, and look at the game. So it's like, You can't really tell me nothing about this team, fam. you can't tell me nothing about this, man. I know I did. That's what I'm saying. When I had I looked, I know exactly what's going on with the Saints, fam. I'm telling you the God honest truth. I know exactly what's going on with these people. That's why I be hitting at certain areas. You know, the areas that are the biggest and concerning areas that need to change for the team to have success. And like, I know people from the shows listen to it and I just keep hitting it. Hopefully they carry the message back and the pressure mounts. And I'm trying to get the pressure to mount from the family members to force a change. Like, don't support them until they earn your support back. Just don't give it to them. And it's the same with the Pelican side of things. Same issues. We have to be able to get these people to understand this, man, because they can't see it because they're making money. That's how they see it. And that's not a good thing. So you got to take the thing away they're looking at to make them understand, hey, we got to change it up because we got to get the money back. That's how it works. Unfortunate, but true. All right, so anyway, fam, I'm going to cut out on that. Listen, I appreciate you guys for chiming in on this episode of the show. I hope you guys had a fantastic Saturday, man. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Weekend, rather. And I'm going to holler at you on Monday. Much love. And who that to you?
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, and I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Look, like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.